So welcome to our inaugural episode of the Thrifty Sisters podcast with sisters Jennifer, that's me, and my sister Chrissy. Our youth correspondents, Anna and Evie, are also sisters, and we'll all be sharing our tips for wonderful thrifting at a variety of different stores. But today, we're going to start off with the Goodwill. Since it's the first Saturday of the month in the first month of 2016, we're looking forward to a great day of awesome deals at Goodwills around the Indianapolis area. So without further ado, I'm going to turn things over to my sister Chrissy so she can share with you some of her favorite tips for getting the best deals at Goodwills.
We're coming up on 50% off day, but with 10%, we also get an extra 10%, so it really makes it 60%.
Well, how do you get the extra 10%?
You have to be a rewards member.
How much does that cost?
It does not cost you anything.
What? It's free?
And it actually helps you track your donations, which also identifies you to receive additional discounts when you go, like $5 off when you donate on your next round of purchase.
That's a pretty good deal. So it's good to give.
It's great to give. Not only do you get rid of things, but then you can replenish.
You have room for more stuff. And that's what thrifting is all about. All right, we're going to pass it over to our teen correspondent now to tell you what's hot in thrifting for teens.
Hello, I'm Anna. Teens would want, like, clothes, like jeans, because those are, like, so in, and sweats, which teens love sweats. Also, if you see makeup, of course, teens will want makeup.
Are there any, like, fashion mistakes that you should just definitely avoid?
Yes. Stuff that smells like, ugh, gross.
So do the sniff test.
Yes. Always do the sniff test.
All right. Thanks, Anna, for those wonderful teen tips. And now we're going to go back to Chrissy for a few more general tips.
When they bring out the carts out of the back, you kind of get first pick of everything, but it's not ever the discounted color of the week, which is kind of a bummer. But what else was I saying? Like, that's typically where, like, the best stuff gets picked out of.
First picks.
First picks, yep. You know, typically they have the color of the week racks, which is means it's 50% off for that week, and then Sunday it's $1, which is nice if you can find stuff. Typically that's pretty picked over, too. You got to go at the beginning of the week for that. And we talked about storage. Sometimes it's a good deal. Sometimes it's not. There's always interesting things. Furniture is hit or miss, I think, as well. But you got to buy the... If you see something and you waver on it, it's going to be gone. So it's better to just get it. Because I saw a really cute dresser at the beginning of last week, and it was $80. And I thought, oh, that's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
But it was a real cute vintage dresser, a tall stack dresser. And
it would have looked cute at the farm.
It would have been adorable. And I'm, you know, I kind of let it go because I thought, oh, $80 is so much money. But, you know, obviously it was gone. So those things go fast. You got to get them when you get them, or get them when you see them, because multiple times I've let things go and then I've thought, oh, I should have gotten that. That wasn't really that bad of a deal. So I've done that before. Like designer labels, it's kind of nice to know what's important. Help other people, I guess. I was just mentioning that.
The pay it forward.
Yeah, somebody had seen what I had grabbed and noticed there was something else somewhere else and pointed it out for me, which was helpful and sweet. Or the coats, like for what we were looking for Anna, which I thought was cute. People were just helpful. And, oh, like there's items you can test to like plug in. Anna, remember we were looking to plug in to find a plug to work this fan. We didn't end up finding one, but they have a plug-in area where you can test things to see if they work. Or the lamp, putting together the shade and the base.
Where do you test? I've never seen the plug-in area.
They have test strips right in front of, like, all the plugs and all the lamps. There's cool. A test strip area, and you can plug it in. Now, whether it has a light bulb or not, you can't really tell.
So BYOLB?
Possibly. Possibly, I guess. Or, but like, the electronics. Like, you know, a TV or a radio. Anna had found this really cute fan. It didn't have an adapter. It looked like it had to have an adapter piece, so we went back to the electronic area and tried to find what we thought was an adapter that would work, and we plugged it in and it started, but then it stopped again, so we decided not to buy it. But yes, you can test the electronics, which is nice.
It is handy, like the try before you buy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So we're getting pretty close now. What's everybody looking for today? Let's go around. What are you looking for? Well, you're looking for too many things, so we'll come back to Chrissy.
Oh, I'm looking.
Because we may not have time for that. Evelyn, what are you looking for today? Dolls, toys, games, books, all of the above?
Anna's
something
done
beautiful
really
and pretty?
Books.
Anna, what are you looking for today?
Nothing. I just wanted to come along.
Cool. For the social enjoyment of it?
No, so I can be famous.
Sweet. All right, then. And I'm looking for puzzles. I always look for puzzles, but I'm especially looking for puzzles today since it's the 50% off Saturday sale. I also look for other types of games and generally fun knickknacks or craft things.
Now, Chrissy, you get 20 seconds to cram everything in.
I just look for interesting things.
So, it's Jen and Chrissy, the Thrifty Sisters again. We're here with our wrap-up of our first Saturday shopping extravaganza.
I thought you were the unthrifty goddesses.
We're just about everything that involves thrift. You name it, that's what we are. We have a Jeep totally full of stuff. We almost didn't get the door shut. That's how much awesome we found today. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that, Chrissy, while you drive carefully?
Well, oodles of clothes, way more than you could ever probably need.
Like a whole new wardrobe.
The house is going to explode.
The house will
literally
explode or sink into the ground. I don't know which will come first. But we found some epic treasures, including clothing. People always are very complimentary about my wardrobe, and I think it's hilarious because
you shop exclusively at the Goodwill.
I shop exclusively at the Goodwill, and I probably dress nicer at this point in my life than I ever did shopping at the mall or anywhere else. So I find that to be humorous. Everybody kind of knows that's always my response. Oh, I like that. Where'd you get it?
Yeah, because it's like the convenience of going to one store and finding every store in the mall.
My favorite find of the day was probably getting these Disney princesses because I love, love, love Disney.
Me too.
Anything else that you found that you liked?
I got some awesome hedgehogs, which hedgehogs are the most cutest animals in the world.
Yes, they are.
I also found this awesome hedgehog shirt. It was like a hedgehog on a sled.
I found this cool guitar that I really like. And we went to like 3 Goodwills. I know, it was really cool. I liked them. Oh, and we got for Karen a little car mystery machine.
Hold on, I've got to talk about my favorite finds. Let's talk about the cart. They told me I couldn't have the cart, but we got it. It was still there at the end of the night, so it got to come home with us. It's going to be fixed up and fancy and ready to serve awesome tea and lemonade come summertime. Wait and see. And I had. It was
milk.
And you're not adhering to one of Chrissy's favorite rules. If you see it, get it, because it won't be there when you go back. I lost out on the card of my dreams, but I got it tonight. Evie's got something more to say.
The treasures I found. I found the books that I really wanted to buy today in the book aisle where the kids are, and I'm a kid. At this Goodwill toy aisle, I found a rocking guitar. And that's my best treasure I could find. And this doll that I'm holding right now, those two are the best treasures I found.
Okay, so something that I think we discovered as we did not go out at the beginning part of the day and we ended up starting our shopping around 4-ish this afternoon was the first Goodwill was incredibly crowded, and by the second Goodwill it was less crowded, and by the third Goodwill it was even less crowded. So I would say that you find just as many bargains and treasures, and certainly the furniture is picked over and a good portion of, you know, the household items have been picked over, but I think overall, if, you know, your taste in clothes is your taste in clothes, you're going to find items that can be a treasure to you and a good fit for you. There's always something to be found at any of the stores. I would just recommend going later in the day and missing the rush in the afternoon when you're first starting to shop. So it's not as overwhelming and not as threatening of an environment, especially if you're going to plan to try clothes on and do greater purchases. I would say to go at the beginning if you plan to buy furniture or other household items, because that's the pick, and it doesn't look like it looks as though people were able to purchase them and come back later and pick them up because tags were removed and items were still there. So I would gather that those people are coming later to pick up items. So that's another idea. If you need bigger items, go earlier in the day. But if you're willing to just have fun, go later in the day so you can enjoy yourself.
Yeah, I would definitely concur. Sleep in and don't spend half your time waiting in a line to try on clothes or check out. Go after five and fly through the store. The other thing I would say, because a Saturday, you know, sometimes the deals are better on different days of the week than the Saturdays, but shoes and books, because they're not a color of the week, your only deal on them is usually on Saturdays. So you can get books for half off, shoes for half off, and it ends up being a great deal. Back to Evie.
It was a great time spending with everybody that I went with. I really liked the Goodwills that we went to.
I would concur. I think half the fun is just being with each other and laughing about the things we find and making jokes and just having a good time.
I would agree. I definitely agree. Oh, something I picked up on. I found a dress that nobody had purchased, and it was of my size, and I realized that the reason somebody probably didn't buy it was missing a button lower down. So what I've learned in finding items that are missing buttons is move the top button that you don't ever use on the blouse or the shirt, and you move that down to the button spot that's missing, and you can replace the button, and it looks just like the other buttons on the shirt. So
that's a great tip.
I've done that a couple of times, especially with like Evie's clothes. I found a Matilda Jane outfit, and the buttons are all different colors but the same shape, and it's missing a lower button, but she will likely not fasten the top button on the shirt because it would be too tight around her neck. So I'm going to move the top button to the button that's missing, so it'll look like it. And I'll do the same thing now with this dress that I bought, which will look really cute.
That's a great lamp.
You like it?
It's a great lamp from the Goodwill. So you had the lampshade from before.
Uh-huh.
So it was like almost like it was waiting for the perfect base.
Uh-huh.
And this one's really nice. It looks like, you know, it's not only you have to paint, because you can totally paint them.
I know.
Like spray paint or...
Isn't that cute?
Yeah, that's adorable.
I really like talking and eating fruit and drinking and I like healthy stuff.
I agree. And healthy snacks, definitely. That's a great tip, Evelyn, because you should definitely keep your energy up and have a drink, because we get thirsty sometimes when we go to the Goodwill, don't we? That's right.
We're really good about hydrating.
We are. We have to stay hydrated. All right. Well, let's give a mad shout out to the Goodwills we visited today. We started at, where did we start? I don't even remember. It was so long ago.
We started in Noblesville, went to Oleo, and then ended up in Fisher's.
It was a bingo, three in a row. Tic-tac-toe, three in a row.
Three and out.
An epic day of shopping. Thrift shopping with the Thrifty Sisters.
So that's it for our first episode of Thrifty Sisters Podcast. We had a lot of fun looking for all of our great treasures today, and we hope you had a great time listening to us as well. We're looking forward to doing more episodes and focusing on different types of thrifting in the future. So if you have comments or questions or suggestions, please feel free to share those with us. In the meantime, we hope you have lots of great luck finding treasures at your own local thrift stores. This is Jen, on behalf of all of the Thrifty Sisters, Chrissy, Evelyn, and Anna, signing off.